But again, I want you to think about King Jehoshaphat and how he reacted. You see, we can't change the past. We can't change that coronavirus is here. But how we react to it is what God is watching and what everyone around you is watching. How are we reacting to this? Are we going to panic? Or are we going to have peace? Are we going to have fear? Or are we going to have faith? Are we going to come together and support, encourage, and help each other? In Psalm 121, I read the first two verses. It says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. He is the maker of heaven and earth. Do you lift up your eyes to him today and every day? When you get up in the morning and say, God, I need your help today. I need your help. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He's created all things. He's created a will, a plan, a purpose for you. And verse 7 and 8. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Verses 7 and 8 says this. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. When you need help, when you're in trouble, when you don't need help, and you're not in trouble, are you looking to the hills for guidance and direction? That God will help you in the journey that he's brought you to here on this earth. So I pray that regardless of the situation you find yourself in or what's happening in the world today, that we can find hope in God's word. You know, we find hope in lots of things, I think, and we're seeking hope in lots of things, but he's our only hope. And we find comfort in reading God's word. I find comfort reading Psalm 121. I find comfort reading 2 Chronicles about a king that inquired of the Lord for help. That's what I'm trying to do. That's how I find comfort and hope. So the last scripture that I want you to think about with me this morning is John chapter 14. And here's where I want to caution all of us in our faith this morning, including myself. See this cross right here? Do you see this cross right here? Even in the midst of this coronavirus and this pandemic that all of us are focused on, Jesus still died on this thing called the cross. We are in a season of Lent. This season of Lent that prepares us what happened on this cross. A reminder of the body that was broken and the blood that was shed on Easter Sunday, pitched right into the tomb. I hope we haven't lost that. I hope we haven't forgotten about that. Yes, this pandemic is real, but this is real. And we can't lose focus on that. You know, I hear this controversy, whether it should be church or not church, and what if people still want to give their hearts to Jesus? You can give your heart to Jesus right now, wherever you might be, on your kitchen floor. You can do it in your living room. You might be in your bathroom. You can give your heart to Jesus wherever you might be, and he'll hear you. You can do that. You can do that. God is in our presence. God's wherever you want him to be, and he's there if you ask him to be. You can give your heart to Jesus wherever. We don't particularly have to be in this beautiful sanctuary this morning. I have been real excited about doing this today. I get excited about coming every Sunday and gathering together. But excited that people can still connect. Connect with me, yeah, maybe. But I want you to connect with the cross and be reminded of what happened here. So in John chapter 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's having this little chapel, right? He's spending some time with them because they're concerned about, you just said you were going to be leaving. And if you read chapter 13, you know, Jesus predicting he's going to be denied, and he's telling them what's about to happen, and they're like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're leaving? So Jesus sits down and is spending some time with Jesus. These disciples sit down and they're spending some time together. It's a teachable moment. Jesus is trying to help them to understand. But in John chapter 14, he said, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. And if it were not so, I would have told you. See, Jesus said, if this wasn't the truth, I wouldn't be wasting my time. Jesus said, don't panic, guys. Calm down. Don't panic. Relax. Everybody calm down. Relax. It's going to be okay. Don't let your heart be troubled. You gotta say, believe in God and believe in me. Trust me. Trust me. That's what Jesus is trying to help these disciples understand. Just trust me in what I'm saying to you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, verse 3, I will come back and I will take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Do you know? Do you know that place it speaks of in Scripture this morning? This place where God has prepared a mansion up over that hilltop for all of us. He prepared a place for all of us. And if you believe in him, surrender in him, in your time, that's where you'll go. And so Jesus said, hey, I'll be back. But what sometimes we forget as we read this scripture and we think about Easter, so to speak, that God sent his son Jesus. He was born, he lived, he suffered, he died, and he rose again, he's coming again. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And he said, I'll always be with you through the Holy Spirit. So he's trying to comfort these disciples who are troubled. Are you troubled this morning? I hope that maybe you're sitting right now in your home with family and friends and loved ones. And you probably should be keeping some distance. I don't think you should hold hands this morning. I don't know. It's okay. You know, you can give your heart to Jesus and people can be saved if you don't touch each other. Okay? And we think about it. We come into God's house, we want to touch each other, love each other. That's just a normal reaction. It's a normal reaction for us to want to do that. But wherever you are right now, have a little talk with Jesus. Just as you're pretty comfortable where you are right now. Jesus says to these disciples and says, hey, don't be troubled. Don't be worried. And Jesus goes on, and you're having all these questions. And Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus is teaching them. His word teaches us where he wants us to go. And Jesus answered, I'm the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father. If you really know my Father, you will know me as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. He says, hey, you guys, I'm right here. I've told you who I am right here. I mean, how can you dispute that? Do not let your heart be troubled. I'm telling you who I am. I'm telling you I'm going to take care of you. I'm telling you it's going to be okay. Just believe me and trust me. And it goes on, Philip, you know, Lord, show us the Father. That would be enough for us. Show us the Father. That would be enough for us. Wow. I think about what God showed me, what he's done in my life and in this ministry of the Baptist Church. That's all I need. I believe that. But they want more. And Jesus continues, and he's, again, trying to help comfort them, right? Doesn't want them to be troubled. And he goes on, Jesus answered, don't you know me? Even after I've been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How do you say this? How do you say, show me the Father? Don't you believe that I am the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. The Father is doing his work through Jesus. I'm not making any of this up this morning. I'm reading from God's word. Okay, God's given me this to share with you this morning because I find comfort in it. And I pray that God would give me a message and you might, and I'll share it with you guys. Because I love you and care about what happens to you. I want you to know what God has told me. You know, we think about who we pray for and what we're praying for. We're praying for each other. But we're praying for each other. We know what people are going through. And see, when I step in this pulpit or I meet with a family or do anything in God's name, ask his will to be done, because I'm representing him. He's going to give me what to say. And I'm going to try my best to do his work. I continue to remind myself, and a good friend of mine here reminded me of a message, and I have it in my home. And see it every day when I walk out the door. Go where God wants you to go. Do what God wants you to do. And be who he wants you to be. See, that's what Jesus was trying to tell these guys, hey, I came here because God sent me here. I'm his son. And I'm just trying to do what he wanted me to do and be who he created me to be. That's what I'm here for. That's what we're all here for, right? God's created us and has a plan for us. And that's in the midst of whatever storm's happening in your life or whatever war you might be facing or battle's happening. That every day I'm going to get up and go. I'm going to go where God wants me to go. I'm going to do what he wants me to do. And I'm going to be who he wants me to be. And you can still do that. The stay-at-home, the sheltering thing. You can still do God's work. You can be praying with and for people. You can be spending time with the Savior in his word. And so Believe me, it says, it goes on in verse 11, when I say that I am the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Jesus did all this healing and was doing all this work in the name of the Father, right? He said, here's the proof. And he keeps telling his guys, just believe me. Just trust in me. And very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. So Jesus is trying to comfort these disciples through this cross. You know, he's preparing these disciples as we're trying to prepare our hearts, even in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of your own storms. Don't forget about what happened here. Jesus came to this earth. He lived for you. He lived for me. His journey was about all of us. And he suffered and died on this cross. And he says, just believe me. Don't forget about what happened here. Just trust me, and I'll take care of you. I believe that this morning. If you let God take care of you, if you trust and believe in his word, he'll see you through. That's a great promise. That's a great promise. You know, I was thinking this morning, and we're thankful that there's this drug that's come out that's helping people already, in our own community right here, helping people already with this coronavirus. And we are blessed with all the medicine and all the technology to help people, right? And modern medicine, that's a blessing. That's a gift from God. But you know what? In Jesus' time, you know what people did when they needed help? They found Jesus. They couldn't go to Walgreens. They didn't go to Walmart because there wasn't any toilet paper there anyway, right? They didn't go to those places. When people needed help and people were sick and they were in trouble, they needed healed, they found Jesus because he was somewhere. He was out in the crowd. He was somewhere. People heard where he was and they gathered. They went to Jesus when they needed help because he was the only one that could help them. There were no drugs. He touched them and healed them. They remained well. Couldn't get any drugs or work. Couldn't go to the doctor to work. They weren't there. He was great. Easter is a great time in the life of the church. And I miss the fact that we're not here together and doing all these things we usually do and singing these beautiful hymns together. But all you need to know is Jesus died on his cross for you. And he wants you to believe that. And he doesn't want you to forget it. He says, don't let your heart be troubled this morning. Trust me. Believe me. And it will, really, will be. It'll all be okay. You see, at one time he was the only one that could help. People needed help to run to Jesus. I believe right now he's still the only one that can help. Truly help us. He's our only hope. He's our only hope. And you know as well as I do right now as you're listening, you have a neighbor down the street. You might have someone in your family, someone sitting right there in your living room right now that has think they have no hope. Talking to even some people yesterday, you think this is going to, what do you think is going to happen? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know one thing. I'm going to believe in this and continue to trust in Jesus. That's what we're here for. That's what we're, as Christians, to do. And see, the way we're reacting to all these people watching, as Christians, as the family of God, trust. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in the Lord. Trust in Jesus. Believe in what he's done on this cross. And don't forget what he's done on this cross, because he loves you. So I hope that the scripture this morning, and again, that was John chapter 14. Now you want to go back and read the first 14 verses that I have read. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Psalm 121. Reminded in Philippians to keep praying. To take everything into prayer and don't stop. You see, I find comfort. I find comfort in God's word. I find comfort in his presence. But I also find comfort in song. And I know that probably a lot of you have heard some songs, and I just think it's great that people are singing songs and doing songs and taking care of their gifts, so to speak, and sharing them with others. I heard this song, and it's really caused me to spend some time, more time, in His presence. See, in the midst of what's happening in your daily life and really what's happening right now, God says, hey, just come sit down. Just come sit down and spend some time with me. Like Jesus spent time with the disciples. And just sat down. That time together was certainly a comfort to them. I want to share this song, and it's called My God is Awesome. I'm certainly not going to sing, but what a beautiful song. I encourage you to check it out on YouTube. See, as a pastor, as your pastor, I'm just trying to help equip people to get through a difficult time, help people to get through life, and to live their journey, so to speak. So hopefully all this that we've shared with you this morning will help you. I hope it's been a blessing to you. But there's this song called My God is Awesome, and it continues to say, awesome. My God is awesome. Check it out on YouTube. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. He can keep me in the valley. And He can hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives me strength when I've been weak. Have you been weak? I think we all have. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, my God is awesome. We are healed. We are forgiven. My God, your God, our God. He's awesome. My God is mighty. My God is holy. My God is great. He's our deliverer. He's our provider. He's our protector. He's our healer. So knowing this awesome God, I just want you to remember these two things. I think you need to know this. He's our provider. He's our protector. God says, I'm not believing in man. That's a promise. I'm your protector. I'm your provider. I invite you to spend some time with the Savior. Spend some time with the cross. Spend some time in His presence. You don't need a pastor to help you do that. You don't need four walls of a church to think about that. Spend some time in His presence. Remember, He's your protector. He's your provider. Father, this morning, I don't know who's watching right now. I don't know who's listening. But God, I know you hear us. You hear our cries. You hear our prayers. You hear our hearts. And God, we love you this morning. And God, as the pastor of this church, the shepherd of so many, I will continue to do what you call me to do, regardless of the circumstance. And God, that's what you call us to do, because I believe you're going to protect us. I believe you're going to continue to protect us. And I believe you're going to provide for us, and you're going to continue to provide for us, because that's the God that I serve, that keeps His promises. God, thank you for allowing us to spend this time together with you this morning. And God, I pray for those that are listening right now, if they don't know you as their Savior, God, I pray to drop on their knees and say, God, I need you. I need you. I believe you, and I'm going to trust in you. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe He loves me. God, I pray that people all over the world and throughout our country are doing that. I believe, God, there's going to be a revival. It's going to start in people's homes. And when this is all over, we get back out, church is going to be full. I'm believing. I pray for those that are listening right now. Many know God, this church loves me. If you don't go to this church, we love you. I love you. But more importantly, God loves you. He says He'll provide for you. He'll protect you. He says He's your healer. God loves us. then they can text me and tell me later, and I'll just lose my mind whole crazy. Because that's what we do. We rejoice when people surrender to Jesus. God, we love you this morning. We love you every day. God, we need you. We surrender this entire service, this time together, everything that's been done here today. And I pray for everybody that's listening. I pray that they've heard your voice today. They've heard you speaking to them. And whatever you're asking them to do, may they do it. God, help us to be who you want us to be. God, to love each other. And together, God, with your help, all things are possible. God, you're bigger than any mountain. You're bigger than this coronavirus. We trust and believe in that. We love you. We celebrate the life on the cross and the suffering that was for us. God, we love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Remind each other that we're going to have faith and we're going to get through this because our God God is faithful, and our God is good, and He's always good. And together, all God's people would say, Amen.